We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cole Swindell on Cape Frog. That's called Let Me Smell Your Girl. Not exactly, no.
No.
Hey, but we're asking for a friend, and today it's not relationship drama. It is about smell.
It is about smell. So I have a friend, and she's been at her job for a while, but they just got a new girl in the office, and she's stinky. Like, not like she smells bad,
right,
but the perfume she wears isn't the best smelling, and she overdoes it. So it's like a twofer, because you can have bad perfume, and it's like one thing, but if you overdo it, oh my gosh. Sometimes that's just like literally nauseating.
Yeah, oh, it can be. And what's... Boy, in that situation, what's worse? Somebody who is the opposite end, you know, is completely natural. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or somebody who overdoes it with covering up their natural stink.
I don't know. But my friend's like, I feel bad because she's a new girl. She's like, I'm not close enough to her. Or she doesn't feel like she's close enough to her to be like, hey, girl, you might want to lay off on the perfume because it's a little strong.
Yeah.
She's like, but I also don't want to go to HR and complain about her because she's the new girl, you know?
Can you file that? I guess you could. I guess maybe that's creating a hostile work environment.
I can't focus.
I don't know.
Because she smells bad.
I don't know. Is there a normal, natural, polite way to handle something like this?
Drop an anonymous note.
I don't know.
Ask for her name in Secret Santa.
I really
try this perfume.
And less of it.
Yeah.
Love Santa. Ho, ho, ho. No, I don't know. Seriously, I mean, but even if you did that, geez, that's another 5 months.
Yeah, then you'd have to put up with it.
Anybody ever been in this situation before?
The stinky coworker.
Were you working with that person, or did you find out, oh, I am that person? You know, that would be interesting to see if somehow the coworkers had an intervention with you.
How sad. We got to bring you in here because you stink and we need to talk about it.
I mean, come on. Maybe that's how you handle it. We really don't know.
All right. What do you think she should do? Should she talk to the girls? Should she go to HR? Is there a good way to handle the stinky coworker?
Mm.
You can call or text us 888-431-3764. 888-431-3764.
And to be clear, it's too much of the wrong kind of perfume, apparently.
All right, it's Wednesday, so we are asking for a friend. I have a friend that has a new coworker at her office, and the new coworker is stinky. She wears too much perfume, and the perfume just doesn't smell good, but she doesn't know how to handle telling her, hey, girl, you don't smell good.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm a supervisor in a call center at a medical group, and we have a girl that used to wear a lot of cologne as well, and so our manager sent out an email across the board saying that due to patient employees' allergies, please be mindful of the amount of cologne you wear. So that may be something that she can just ask management, not HR, to send out a blanket email out to everybody.
Oh, the allergy story. We've had that suggested by a few. Here's a text that said, I had a stinky coworker. My problem was she was my boss.
Oh, gosh.
She's a smoker and wore a ton of perfume to cover up the smoke. It was so bad my eyes would water. My solution was just to hold my breath when she walked by.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
You're going to pass out.
Right? All right. This one says she should go to a supervisor or HR. They should be the ones to address the problem. I'm a supervisor and I've received reports of workers who have bad odor or too much cologne. Ugh. Personal hygiene is a part of the dress code, which also includes not wearing too much perfume. This is something that can negatively affect your workspace. So go to a boss.
All right. Line four. Good morning. What are you doing?
Well, getting ready for work.
How much cologne or perfume are you putting on?
A light scented lotion and a body spray.
Very nice. Okay, very nice. Nothing too...
Nothing over the top. Just because I like it doesn't mean everyone else does.
This is very true.
My comment on that is, what if it was a secret admirer basket? Maybe a Bath & Body gift card and some scented lotion and body spray?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she'd wear it if she's married. Maybe that's not a good idea. But if not, maybe she'd be flattered and actually wear it.
So you're going to catfish her to smell good.
Right. I mean, something super light and mellow. And she'll be like, oh, I got someone's attention. Maybe I'll put a little on.
Hey.
Maybe.
Or she might have the opposite reaction and think, hey, that somebody likes how I smell. So,
yeah, you got somebody's attention. Yeah. That's for sure.
Another text says, you should just leave an anonymous note on her desk. I'm going to sign no on that.
What does the note say? You stink.
Yeah. Love us.
All right, and here's our final text message. It says, years ago, I worked in an office, and randomly during the day, I would start to smell really strong perfume. So I made a comment about it that someone has some strong perfume they wear. Later, that person told me she would spray perfume under her desk when she farted.
Oh, there we go. Okay, that's it.
So maybe she's covering up for something.
Could be. Yeah. Could be. Maybe it's all dietary. It's...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.